Okay. Let's go ahead and begin with child's pose. Hips on your heels, forehead on the floor, arms outstretched or back by your ankles, palms face up. And listen for your breath. Recently I've been getting a lot of questions, or not, some questions about how can I really develop my practice, expedite, you know, the progress of my practice. And the traditional response to that is, come more often. I think there's truth in that, but I think that one's better served if you can just be more fully present the times that you're here. You know, that you're fully present, connected to the breath. You've already committed the time. And so instead of being here 4, 5, 6 times a week at 30, 40, 50, 60%, just be here fully. And I think you'll be amazed at the progress that occurs from a full commitment and being fully present moment by moment and breath by breath. And so with that kind of in mind, just bring your awareness fully into the moment. Soften the facial features, deepen the breath, and just as best as you can, allow the rest of the world to kind of fall away. And we create this rich breath. And we start off slowly by intention. We just want you to get comfortable and connected. It's a practice that's based on your intuition and sensitivity. So go ahead and take a couple of exaggerated breaths. And then gently go ahead and curl under your toes and press your hips up high and your heels low so that you're in downward facing dog. Hands shoulder width, feet hip width, fingers spread. And then go ahead and just bend your right and your left knee, or pedal your legs, or move your head up and back or side to side a little bit. And just create a little bit of movement, unorganized movement, unique unto yourself, so that you can kind of bring your awareness into the different areas of your body and start to feel fully. And then go ahead and just transition, you know, right back into down dog. And on your next inhale, go ahead and pick up your right leg and point it toward the back of the room. And lift and lengthen. And you can hear your breath and feel your breath. Just allow for the breath. And the leg extends and the toes spread. And it's not an aggressive movement, right? You're just activating without agitating. And on your next exhale, allow that right leg to glide down. And on the following inhale, allow your left leg to glide up. You know, the more fully present I can be, the more responsive I can be. And then we go for a practice that has depth. Yeah. And then on your next exhale, allow the left leg to glide down. Take a couple more deep breaths. And you just start to lean into this practice in this moment. And then soften your knees and glance forward, and then gently walk forward in between your hands. And on your next inhale, go ahead and do a half lift. Chin away from the chest, sternum away from the navel. On the exhale, release. I want you just to hinge here for a moment, kind of like a Raggedy Ann or Andy. And just allow your head to be heavy and allow this gentle traction, pulling of the spine. Separate the feet approximately hip width. And on your next inhale, draw your arms out to the side and sweep them up overhead, shoulder width. Spread the fingers, the palms face each other. The shoulders are relaxed. The elbows are squeezed straight. The face is serene. And the breath is deep to the bottom of your lungs. Good. And follow the breath. And on your next inhale, press through the soles of your feet and lift out of the base of your spine. And with a firm belly, exhale, hinge forward. On your inhale, take a half lift. And then gently step it back to an upper push-up or plank position. Clean everything up. Wrists, elbows, and shoulders are stacked. The hips are slightly lifted. Deep inhale, firm belly, lower slow and smooth. And following your breath, draw forward into up dog. Open the chest, tops the feet on the floor. And on your exhale, curl the toes under. Fingers spread. And then just returning in this moment, am I connected to my breath? Am I present? Am I fully present? Inhale, breathing right leg up. And on your exhale, bring your right foot through the hands. Release your left heel down. And flow up into warrior one. I want the palms pressed. And I want you to pause here and take a few breaths as you kind of clean up your posture. And so you can glance down and make sure the right heel's in the center of the left arch. The left shoulder and left hip are drawn forward. The face is serene. And on your next inhale, lower the hips, draw the arms back. And on the exhale, both arms forward, hands to the floor, right leg back, and flow. And so you're just moving with some intention and awareness. And we're not moving really fast to begin with because I want to give you the opportunity to feel what it's like when you've got it kind of cleaned up so it can kind of intuitively start to come to you as things start to speed up. On your next inhale, left leg up. On your exhale, glide left foot through. Release the right heel, flow into one. And again, the palms are pressed, the hips, the knee is over the ankle. The left hip is in line with the left knee. Right shoulder, right hip. Soften the face. On the inhale, hips low, arms back. Exhale, both hands down and forward. And step the left leg back. And just move and feel. And so when we go through it in that first set, you know, we want you to look and check the alignment. On the second set, I want you to get completely out of your head and completely into the kinesthetic feeling mode. And we just bring it through with the breath with a flow. So just feel and flow. Inhale, right leg up. And on your exhale, bring your right foot through. Flow into warrior one. The arms are drawn back. The palms press. On the exhale, the arms float down and forward. And then step it back. And glide high to low. And following your breath on your next inhale, left leg up. And on your exhale, bring it through and flow through your warrior one. And that's what it is. It's your movement, your body, your breath. Find your flow. And then down dog, close the eyes, deepen the breath, try to sensitize, and continually bring yourself into this moment, this body. Your breath. On your inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, glide right foot through. Flow into warrior one. And on your exhale, glide into warrior two. Pause there. Clean up the alignment, right? Knee over ankle. Your Uddiyata Bandha, that abdominal lock is drawn in. You're long through the crown of the head. The arms are active. Chin over that right shoulder. Soften the vision. Take a deep inhale to the bottom of your lungs. And on your exhale, windmill the arms down and step it back. And you breathe freely, openly, right? To connect to. Inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. And flow into one. And it'll be a smooth, even transition into two. And again, soften the vision. Squeeze the outer edge of your right foot onto your mat. Activate the right knee and quad. Open the chest a little. Lift a little. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, both hands down, both legs back. And we've been setting up the classes this way recently, where we really take our time through the initial pose to give you a time to really, like I said, feel it, really assess it, correct it, and then move right into that breath and flow. So on your next inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. And you'll flow into one, and then you'll glide into two on your breath only. And then you'll just bring it down following the breath, right? And when you get to down dog, it doesn't matter if you're there before anybody, right? You just breathe. Allow yourself to fully bring in the sensations of the moment. And on your next inhale, left leg up. And on your exhale, bring your left foot through. And flow through one. And follow your breath through two. And you'll bring it down and step it back. And you'll do it your way. And things start to get a little bit warmer as we combine this breath and this movement. At all times, only we can take a break whenever we want. And probably a couple of things that don't get discussed enough is wisdom and intelligence. Taking a break is sometimes the most intelligent, wise thing you can do. Inhale, breathing, right leg up. On the exhale, bring your right foot through. Flow through one. And you'll transition into warrior two on your breath. And then rotate your right palm face up. Reach forward, reverse warrior. So keep the right hip low and reach through the ribs and keep the face serene. And if you can close your eyes and breathe a little deeper. Good. Move the breath into that right hip. And on your next inhale, lower right hip, reach through the right fingers. And on the exhale, bring it down. Both hands down and both legs back. On your inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, bring it all the way through. I want you to flow all the way through reverse warrior. And when you get into reverse warrior, we're going to pause there, clean things up, breathe a little, right? Feel. And we do the practice in this way where we work our way through it. It's really to set you up so you can do this practice away from the studio. Right? Lower the hip, deepen the breath, soften the face, feel as deeply as you can, and in accordance with your breath, on your next inhale, reach deep, and on your exhale, bring it down and step it back. And periodically throughout the practice, we bring everybody together in the same moment, in the same way, through a deep, deep inhale. Take a deep, deep inhale and hold your breath. And on your exhale, ha. Awesome. Now inhale, right leg up. And on your exhale, I want you to flow all the way through reverse warrior. And again, you try to feel your way through this. It's not predicated on the person around you. You get very intuitive to feel for, think for, move for yourself. And you just bring it down, right? Keep that flow flowing. Inhale, breathing, left leg up. On the exhale, bring your left foot through and flow through reverse warrior. Not having to hurry or slow, only to be as fully present as I can in my own practice. I was telling the class last night, moving for yourself, thinking for yourself, is elusively, incredibly, and powerful, as powerful and important. Good. Take a deep collective inhale and hold the breath, and I don't want you to let it go. Hold it there. And then another sip inhale. And exhale. Awesome. Inhale, right leg up. On your exhale, bring the right foot through into half pigeon. So right foot to the left side, release the right knee down to the right, the top of that left hip and top of that left thigh on the floor, top of that left foot. I was at, you know, Wired Fest at the Javits Center. And then just this last week at Digital Life, and there's a lot of emphasis on some of the robotics that are coming out in the future. And one of the most interesting things is for the robots, not only do they want them to be efficient, they want them to look, appear, respond, have mannerisms and facial expressions as close to humanly as possible. Billions of dollars are spent trying to make robots seem and appear and interact more humanly. And then on the flip side of that, billions of dollars are being spent to get you to act more like robots. Tell you what to wear, what to eat, where you should live, how you should vacation. And so to be in here and think and breathe and move and feel for yourself just kind of transcends that little insanity. Take a couple of deep inhales. Breathe into that right hip. And then gently release. Bring both hands down and both legs back. Flow. Down dog, you're pressing away from the floor and drawing down through the heels, navel drawn in, armpits toward ankles, inhale, left leg up, on your exhale, bring left foot through, half pigeon, and the setup is really important, right? Get you square off those hips, get you find a place where, you know, you can feel some sensation happening. But you're not having to wince. It's not overly painful. Tenderness is okay. Painfulness, you know. Just use your wisdom and intelligence. You're doing good. Bring this a little bit more forward. Bring this knee over this way a little bit. And then lay it down. All we'll do is lay yourself down. Put that right there. There you go. And then your arms out, just like that. Perfect. And then soften. That's it. If you want to deepen the experience, you can always slide your right arm underneath the left and bring your left arm behind the back. Sarah, you know how to do that. You can show Adar. And Emma, you should be able to roll that open all the way. Soften the face and glance up wherever you're at. Last chance, take a couple of deep breaths and feel. Good. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, ha. And then go ahead and gently transition. Both hands down, both legs back. Flow. As you do this flow, you know, as you do it with frequency, it becomes a little more familiar. And clean it up, you know, in that up dog, chest open, navel toward the floor to decompress the lower spine, chin away, feel that you're not just rushing through the movements. There's some intention. Soften your knees, please, and glance forward. Walk forward or lightly jump forward in between your hands. On the inhale, take a half lift. On the exhale, release. And separate the feet approximately hip width. And make sure the feet are parallel to one another and the toes aren't drifting in or out. Good. Inhale, breathing. Hips down, arms up. Palms face each other. Spread the fingers. The hands are shoulder width. The knees are stacked over the ankles. The navel's drawn in. The face is serene. Separate the knees just a little bit. Perfect. Good. On your next inhale, squeeze the elbows straight. Draw the biceps back. Exhale, dive forward. Hips high, head low. Inhale, breathing. Take a half lift. And then on the exhale, walk it or jump back. Flow. I mean, if I'm honoring my breath, right, and I'm bringing wisdom and intelligence and nobody's forcing on me, pushing on me, hurry on me, telling me to slow down, I should feel pretty good throughout this practice so long as I keep that breath fluid and deep and, you know, release that tension as I explore the depth of my own practice. Inhale, right leg up. On your exhale, right foot through and flow into one. Smooth, even transition into two. Take a deep, deep inhale, and on your exhale, release your right hand to the inside of your right foot, flat on the floor, and glance up. That's good. Two shoulders in one line. Relax. There you go. Spread the fingers. Pull in the navel. Squeeze the foot. On your next inhale, reach and release that left bicep on top of the left ear. And pull long and be active and be in the body and feel. Good. Place the weight into that right foot and both arms long. And squeeze the elbows straight and spread the fingers. Good. Now breathe. Breathe. Pull long. That's better. And release. Left hand next to your right foot. Roll open the right side. Sarah, lower your hip. Emma, roll open and stack the shoulders. Good. Now soften your face. Looks good. And breathe and roll those ribs and release. Right hand down. Bring it in front of your leg, around and through. Grab the front of your shin or ankle and draw your forehead toward the hands. And breathe. If it gets too intense, you can release the left knee down. But take a deep, deep, deep breath. And on your exhale, release your right arm behind the back. And go ahead, bind. So release that left leg down. This way. No, this way. There you go. Perfect. And then roll open. That's it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Both hands down, both legs back. Woo! To move and feel, to not get overwhelmed by my effort because I'm staying connected to my breath first. If I start to shake and tremble and all these other nonsense things, you know, I just back off a little bit, rediscover my breath, and go from there. Inhale, breathing, left leg up. On the exhale, bring your left foot through. Flow through warrior one. Find your warrior two. Take a nice inhale, and on the exhale, release left hand to the inside of the left foot. A little bigger step. Good. Good. That's it. And lower that hip and breathe a little deeper and reach a little further and release right bicep on top of the right ear. So this is a great time to squeeze the outer edge of your foot, squeeze the right knee, quad, pull in the navel, pull long and reach, and don't drop the chin, and both hands long. That's it. Hold it there. Scoop the left shoulder a little forward. Yes. Palms face each other, arms back, and release. Right hand down and left hand up. Good. Listen for your breath. Roll that ankle so that foot squeezes the mat. Good. And then just roll the ribs without forcing, muscling, and fighting. And release. Bring that left hand down in front of the leg, around and through. And then bring that forehead. And breathe. Bring that forehead toward the hands or shin. Underneath the leg if you can. Right? Okay, take a deep, deep inhale, and on the exhale, release that left arm behind the back and grab it with the right. Good, and then roll up. Perfect. Hold it there and roll open. That's it. And pull long. Looks good. Take a deep, deep, deep inhale, roll open, and release. Take a deep collective inhale and hold the breath. Exhale. Ha. Woohoo. Soften your knees and glance forward. Walk forward or lightly jump. Inhale, take a half lift. Exhale, release. Awesome. Toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing. Hips down, arms up, palms face each other. Good. Pull in the navel, lower the hips. On the inhale, squeeze the elbows straight, draw the arms back a little bit, and on the exhale, bring the hands to heart center. Good. Inhale, breathing, upper body back. Exhale, left elbow over the right knee into prayer twist. Bring the thumbs to the center of your chest. If you have the thumbs to the center of your chest, release your left hand down and your right hand up. If you're working on that, just work on that, right? And reach, soften your face, no tension. And then if you want to progress a little further, bring that right arm behind the back and roll open, left arm underneath. Good. Hold it there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release. Come back to center. Good. Take a nice inhale. Lower the hips. Exhale. Right elbow over left knee. Thumbs in the center of the chest. And then go ahead, release right hand down and left hand up. If you have that, decide for yourself if you're going to release your left arm behind the back and right arm underneath. And you don't have to bind. You may just explore a little bit. Grab that inner thigh, right? That right left hand over that right thigh. Slide it in between. Four. Roll open. Three. Breathe. Smooth. Two. One. And gently come back to center. Take a nice inhale. And on the exhale, dive forward. On your inhale, do a half lift. And on your exhale, chaturanga. High to low flow. Good. Inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, bring your right foot through. Keep your left toes pointed forward, left heel back, and the ankles are just about hip width or in line with the hips. Good. Inhale your arms up, palms pressed. Square the hips, square the shoulders, long through the crown of the head. Inhale, squeeze elbows straight, draw arms back. Exhale, hands to heart center. Inhale, upper body back. Exhale, left elbow over right knee. Good. And then again, decide for yourself if you want to bring left hand down and right hand up. Good. And reach and spread the fingers. And then if you want to progress a little further, arm behind the back and arm underneath. Oops, sorry. And then pull long like that and roll open. That's good. Hold that there. Spiral open from just below the navel. Three, two, one. Look up. And release. Come back to center. Take an inhale and exhale. Both hands down. And flow. Inhale, breathing. Left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. And then go ahead. Draw the arms up, palms pressed. Good. Now soften your face a little lower. Palms a little closer. And then on the inhale, arms up. And on the exhale, arms down. Heart center, namaskar. Inhale, upper body back. Exhale, right elbow over the left knee. You're trying to get that tricep or armpit over that knee before you decide you're going to bind. So if you have that right hand down and left hand up, Adar, you got to rotate a little bit more that right shoulder and really reach through that left hand and glance up. Good. Now extend and then release your left arm behind the back and try to bind. Okay. And everything's predicated on how it feels for you. You got it. You got it. The only thing you're missing is rolling open your left shoulder. If you roll up on the left shoulder, you'll get a little bit better. That's it. Four, three, two, one. You didn't need to move that. Come back to center. Sorry. And both hands down, both legs back. There's this tendency on that bind to kind of make the bind without rolling open. If you roll open that shoulder, it'll give you an extra inch, half inch, you know, to grip. Take a couple of deep inhales as you're in down dog. Soften the knees and glance forward. Release into child's pose. And just take a moment or two, a couple of breaths. Megan, did you ever send an email yet? Take another deep inhale. And just let it flow. And then gently curl your toes under and press your hips up high and your heels low. Good. Breathe. Soften the knees and glance forward. Walk forward or lightly jump. Inhale, take your half lift. Exhale, release. And this time, I want you just to roll yourself up one cartilage and vertebrae at a time till you come to a standing position. If you want to separate the feet a little bit to give you a little bit more, you know, stable standing position, that's fine. Get comfortable. Good. So the chin is level. You're long through the crown of the head. And what I'd like for you to do is take an inhale and bring those shoulders up to your ears. It'll feel a little uncomfortable. Really bring them up. Then roll them back. Shoulder blades touch. Palms roll up and open toward the ceiling. And then release them down and lift through the sternum. Good. And then relax the neck back. Relax the head back. And then lift. Good. And just open it all up. Soften the shoulders back down. Good. And the hips will come a little forward and pretend that you have a string attached to that sternum. And just allow yourself to open up a little more and a little more and a little more. Good. And as you press through the heels and lift, you'll feel a little compression, right? And that lower lumbar thoracic area. Soften your face. Feel as much as you can. Take another inhale and open the chest. And on the exhale, bring the hands to heart center and bring your chin level. Good. And if you can close your eyes comfortably, close your eyes comfortably and connect to your breath. The face is serene. There's no tension in my jaws, no tension in the forehead. And I hear this oceanic breath, and I feel as I expand and contract over and over again. And then take a couple of deep inhales, and as you exhale, I want you to consciously create the experience of expelling through the soles of your feet and the crown of your head to create this nice length. And then take one more exaggerated inhale. Really fill the lungs. Expand the capacity of your lungs. And on your exhale, just release. Ha. And release the hands alongside the hips. The face is serene. You have this drishti, this softened vision. Take a small step forward with your right foot. Hinge forward and touch the floor with your left hand. With your right hand, grab behind the right ankle, forearm behind the calf muscle, elbow behind the knee, and step onto your right leg. You got it right. That's it. Perfect. You got it. Maybe try it this way. That high. Spread the toes and on the left foot and grip the floor with the right toes and breathe and lift. Good. Soften the neck, stomach in toward the thigh, chest in toward the knee. And one last chance. Inhale, lift and release. And slowly roll yourself up. Step the feet back together again. And this time, take a step, but with the opposite foot. So step forward with your left foot. Hinge forward, touch the floor with your right hand. Left hand behind the left ankle, forearm behind the calf muscle. Step on to that left leg and right leg up. And do the best that you can to straighten that right leg. And I can still breathe and I can be fully present. There's so much happening right now. I am rarely, if ever, in this situation, position in life. There's a lot that I can be present to. Listen for your breath. Notice the resistance in lifting that right leg. Honor it. Breathe a couple times and then explore it. And last chance on your next inhale, lift that right leg. And on the exhale, gently release it down. Draw yourself up nice and smooth as you did before to a standing position. Awesome. Transfer the weight to your left leg, and then using your right middle finger and index finger, pick up your big right toe from the inside. And then extend that right leg straight out in front of you. And then to the degree, if you can, swing it out to the right. And if you do that, glance over your left shoulder. You can bring the arm out too. Yeah. But just be a little taller. That's it. And soften the face. That's good. And then gently bring it straight out in front of you, that leg straight out in front. And without bending the left knee and creating a firm belly, bring both hands to the waist and just suspend the leg right there. Good. And then both hands up. Good. Palms face each other, spread the fingers. Firm belly. 4, 3, thank you. 2, you knew that wasn't going to work. 1, release. Release the arms down, transfer the weight to the right, and using the left middle finger and index finger, pick up your big left toe, extend it out, and then just progress to the degree that you can. Swing it open if that's appropriate. The face is serene, firm belly. Concentrate, meditate. Listen for your breath. It's not held. And then gently bring it out to the front. Lift a little higher, Megan. And then lifting through that spine, firm belly, bring both hands to the waist, and the leg just hovers there magically, effortlessly. Arms up. Okay, you're there. Lift. Right here. And then just hold it right there. Just don't let it go down. 3, 2, 1. Release. Woo. And then just go ahead again. Just lift and roll the shoulders back. We're going to go into dancer's pose, or they'll call it standing bow pulling pose. Right elbow at the right hip, right palm face up. Right? And then pick up your foot from the inside. Good. Left arm up. Relax. There you go. Perfect. Draw the knees together to level the hips. Okay. Good. Good. And then gently kick and reach. Body down, weight. And leg up. Let go, let go, let go. Switch this way. There you go. Perfect. And reach through that left arm. Palm face down, and then kick up. That's it. Use your strength. Kick. That's good. Now reach. 2 shoulders in 1 line. Looks good, Megan. This is good, too. Hold this here. 5, 4, 3. Look forward. Don't look at the floor. 2, 1. Release. Woo. Left elbow, left hip, left palm face up. Pick it up from the inside. I should make a figurine of this. That way you'll never forget. All right. Right arm up. Perfect. Chin up. And then kick. Let go. And reach. Body down. Leg up. Right? You kind of rotate on this ball and socket joint. Just bring it down. Lower abdomen down. And come up. Leg up. Body down. More, more, more. Reach and kick right there. Find that. Hold it there. 7, 6. Eventually, 2 ankles in 1 line, top to bottom. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now glance over here at Megan for a moment. She's not sideways, but you see how her 2 ankles are in 1 line? See how she had to rotate down for that? See how she's kind of like a bow and arrow? Like, right? Now all she has to do is straighten this leg completely. I didn't even think she was going to do that. And release. All right. Roll the shoulders back. Separate the feet hip width. Inhale, breathing. Draw the arms up. I'm going to expect to see that all the time now. Good. Inhale, breathing. Lift out of the base of your spine. Exhale, firm belly, and just glide. Lift the front of your feet. Stand on your hands up to your wrists. Even if you have to bend the knees, relax the neck, and then gently lift those hips and draw up on those knees. And again, there's a real temptation, especially if somebody has tight hamstrings or a tighter lower back. They want to muscle it. I mean, there's effort, right? But you're not muscling it. You know? You don't snap the knees back. You just breathe and feel. Take a deep inhale on the exhale. You just bend the elbows if you got those legs straight and deepen the sensation. And you can bring the hips over the ankles, right? And then gently release the hands. Inhale, take a half lift. And then just step it back to plank. Because we're going to do side plank arm balancing. All right. So gently roll to your left side so that your left wrist and your left ankle are in one line, and keep those hips lifted. If it's too challenging to keep the hips lifted, then drop that left knee down. But reach through that and reach through the right hand, lift out of that left shoulder, and then gently go ahead and lift that right leg, and you can either grab the toe or not, don't you? And just keep lifting. That's it. Hold it there. Firm belly. A lot of concentration, a lot of effort. Hold it there. 3, 2, 1. Gently roll the toes. Go to the other side. If you go into modified arm balancing, you drop the knee directly under the hip. Have the top of that right foot in line with that left ankle and in line with that right, or and in line with your right wrist. And then lift. Good. Spread those fingers and lift that left leg. And then you can actually even bring that bicep on top of the left ear and pull long and forward, right? Anything you want to do. Feel, lift. Good thinking. Hold it there. 4, 3, 2, 1. Release, roll over, and flow. You guys are doing great. Take another deep collective inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Ha. Okay, right. Soften the knees and glance forward and release to your knees. And release to your belly. So just lay down. Arms out in front of you. Good. So the hands are about shoulder width, the feet are about hip width. Palms face each other. And take a nice deep inhale and lift. Arms up, legs up, thighs up. And just squeeze your elbows straight and spread those fingers wide. That's it. Everything you got, we're only going to do one set of this today. Roll them a little. Now lift. 5, 4. Okay, so instead of lifting, just go away from the floor. 5, 4, 3. Up, up, Margaret. 2, up, Pam. 1, release. Now go ahead and bend your knees and grab your feet just below the toes. Chin forward. And take a nice deep inhale and lift floor bow. Good. Chin up. Chest open. You're doing good. You're doing great. That's it. A little higher. Just pretend like you're in Alaska. Okay. Now bring the weight a little forward and get the thighs up a little higher. That's right. You can't use your little feet as wings. Lift, 4, up, up, 2, 1, release. And gently press away from the floor. Bring your hips to your heels. Press away from the floor. Bring your hips to your heels. Good. Hips on your heels. Curl the toes under. Hands up at Namaskar. And bring your knees off the floor. Now, drop the knees a little bit and lift the chest a little bit. Yeah, so that nice and straight. Inner thighs squeezed. Chin is level. Soften the face and feel and breathe. Okay. So you can try and bring your right leg forward with your heel off the floor. Emma can do it. Sarah can do it. Adar, do it. Long through the crown of the head, and then both arms up. And release. You wouldn't believe it was possible if you didn't see somebody do it, huh? All right, and left leg out. And arms up. You're doing good. Good. And release. If you weren't so surprised by having done it, you probably could have held it. She got her leg up, her arms up, and the look on her face was like, how the hell did that happen? Okay, release your knees to the floor and come to the tops of your knees. Go ahead and stand up for a set of camel. Separate your knees about 6 inches, hands on your buttocks, hips. Spread the fingers. Inhale, lift out of the base of your spine and go back halfway. Release the neck, glance back. And then if it's one of your first classes, you know, just be mindful. You know, and if you've done this before and you want to go ahead and explore and reach back, reach back. Hips forward, chest up, eyes, chin back. And then gently draw yourself up. Release the hips. What I'd like for you to do is bring those legs out from underneath you. And then bring your right leg out to the right and bring your left foot to the inside of your right thigh for a final stretch. Right leg out to the right. Left foot. Inhale, breathing arms up over your head. Interlace the fingers. Twist to your right, and then exhale, bring your hands down just beyond the toes. Now bend your knee a little bit. Bend your knee and interlace your fingers like this. That's perfect. Good. Now left shoulder down a little bit. Better. Good. And breathe into it. Now bend the knee if you can't get your hands behind the foot, because this isn't just about stretching your hamstring. This is about activating everything, your spine and the legs simultaneously together, and utilizing both. Right? There you go. Now touch your forehead to your knee. That's it. Draw the toes back. Draw the toes back towards you so you activate that Achilles tendon and the left shoulder stays rotated down. Take a deep breath and then just gently draw yourself into it. And release. And bring your right leg in and your left leg out. And lift, twist, glide down. Breathe through here, Angela. Right here. Breathe. Right shoulder down, toes back, forehead to knee. Find the breath, toes drawn back. Yeah. And allow the breath to be what moves you through this practice in this moment in your life. And then gently release. Yeah, that's about a little shorter, wasn't it? Oh well, that's okay. Both hands down. Now lay down on your back in Savasana. What I'd like for you to do is go ahead and go into plow or shoulder stand. Margaret, I hardly heard you breathe today. Maria? Ah. You have a new technique. Interesting. How's it working? Ah, wow. Third eye blowout. Good. I know you're always breathing. And just give yourself another 10 seconds or so to explore and feel. And then gently transition into Savasana and close your eyes if you can do so comfortably. You know, if you rented a mat from us, just hang it up on the bars, please. And it's a donation-based studio. If you're in a position to do so, it's greatly appreciated. There's a Kleenex box near the door on your way out. And we complete the class with a reading and with the Tibetan singing bowl. And I'm going to read to you today something that I have a deep appreciation for. We work with teachers. We don't post a sign for teachers. We don't advertise the teacher training. We basically, it's more of apprenticing because we don't really charge. But part of that process is we ask why you're moved to want to teach. And this is what one of the teachers wrote. It'll give you kind of a little glimpse as to the kind of, you know, commitment that people have or even their intention. And most importantly about this, about authenticity. I love that. And they wrote, consideration for teaching. I thought about teaching quite a bit over my month-long travels on my own up and down the West Coast. Why should I teach? What can I offer to the world when I feel at times incapable of managing my own life? Well, life does have a sense of humor about things. I can tell you from the aquasized classes with my grandmother, who sings My Blue Heavenly beautifully, by the way, to hearing the most hilarious stories of broken hearts and misconnections. This last month can only be summarized through the word humbling, very, very humbling. Just when I thought I was undone, I found I was the one pulling everything together. Focusing on others' pain, listening to their stories, and getting outside of myself, I suddenly found that in the, quote, face of my own adversity, life returned like a plant pushing its way through the sidewalk. End quote. You know, that sort of thing. I believe in the practice of healing. I believe in unconditional love, and I do believe in forgiveness. I have decided for myself that loving someone that is unable to accept it or isn't ready for that gift does in no way, shape, or form make me unworthy of love. One quality I have realized I have is an appreciation for people in the moment. Not trying to change them or make them better, but recognizing where they are at and to sit with them in the present. Yoga is healing. Yoga is about recognizing the present and about working with where you are in this moment. I feel through yoga I will create a deeper appreciation for what I've begun and what I've been given and a better understanding for where people are and where they're at in their lives. Before I left, I did not understand how self-hatred I had going. At least now I can recognize where the seed was planted. And as Lucille Ball once said, you really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Yoga to me is about a communal love for life, and my earnest desire to teach, quite frankly, comes from the need to love and appreciate people in the moment. I thought that was amazing.